Hi, my name is Dr. David Egler. I'm a second-year internal medicine resident at Lehigh Hospital in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I'll be presenting a case today titled An Unfortunate Case of Poorly Differentiated Spindle Cell Sarcoma Involving the Heart. A 70-year-old male presented with failure to thrive, complaining of weakness, decreased appetite, and weight loss. Medical history was remarkable for diastolic heart failure, atrial fibrillation, recurrent pericardial effusion, status post-pericardial drain, and pulmonary sarcoidosis. Pericardiocentesis performed 1 month prior was negative for malignant cells. On presentation, initial blood pressure was 90 over 71, with labs demonstrating an elevated lactate, troponin, creatinine, and liver enzymes. There was concern for a low flow state and cardiac tamponade given his recent history. Echocardiogram revealed severe left ventricular hypertrophy with increased wall thickness, severely reduced right ventricular systolic function, and a complex pericardial exudate without conclusive evidence of cardiac tamponade. CT chest demonstrated circumferential pericardial effusion with areas of loculation and multiple epicardial nodules. Due to worsening creatinine, lactate, and hypotension, the patient was taken for surgical evacuation. A shock was felt to be driven by pericardial constriction. Intraoperative transesophageal echocardiogram demonstrated biventricular failure with tamponade physiology caused by constrictive pericardial thickening, which was restricting the heart's ability to fill. Emergency sternotomy revealed a thick fibrin coating along the epicardial surface of the pericardium. The entire anterior heart from the great vessels to the diaphragmatic surface was fibrosed and covered with this thick fibrin material. Given the extent of infiltrative disease, the decision was made to close the patient up and transition to comfort measures, as there were no medical or surgical therapies that could have led to his survival. The patient died shortly thereafter. Biopsy results of the fibrin material returned with poorly differentiated malignant spell neoplasm, sarcoma versus sarcomatoid carcinoma. Thank you all for your time and consideration.